Good morning, 14 before the hour, morning air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. Our toll-free studio line at 888-914-9149, sponsored by Catholic Order of Foresters, Life Insurance, employment opportunities to become a life insurance agent, and information about their flexible premium life insurance plans. You can get that right now at our website, relevantradio.com/Forester. 14 before the hour, you want to do everything right. You want to do everything to the letter, and maybe that makes you a perfectionist. And that's okay to an extent, but have you ever found that in wanting to do everything to the letter, everything perfectly, every single time, has extended to your spiritual life? I've fallen into that trap more than once, and it really is a trap because before you know it, you become so scrupulous, you try to become more Catholic than the Pope, you try to become more perfect than God, and that always derails you. So if you're in that area of scrupulosity, if your loved one is in that zone right now, we've got help for you. Jim Otrembo is a licensed therapist in Minnesota and a member of our morning family. Jim, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. I'm doing well. Thank you. Very blessed. Thanks for having me.
First time I struggled with scrupulosity, I didn't know what it was. It was like, hey, you know, I'm a perfectionist. I want everything to be right to the letter of the law. And that somehow crept into my spiritual life. I was in my mid-20s. And boy, was that a difficult summer.
It is very difficult, John. And I like the way you said that in an introduction. That's kind of the way I talk about it as well. You know, trying to be more Catholic than the Catholic Church doesn't work. Okay, and I also liked what you talk about. Some of us do have more perfectionistic personalities, and we now know that, you know, based on lots of different personality inventories. And those of us who do have some of that perfectionism, I think it's really important to make sure it doesn't seep into our spiritual life. Because if it does, it can lead to scrupulosity, and scrupulosity can lead to OCD, which is a clinical disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder. So, you know, it's really important if you wrestle with scrupulosity, it's really important to name it properly, you know, to say, is this scrupulosity or is it a clinical disorder called obsessive compulsive disorder? So in other words, if it's taking you an hour a day, you know, to do these things, that's a sign that it could be OCD instead of scrupulosity. There's other things as well. You'd have to go to a mental health professional or a doctor, you know, to get actually, you can become diagnosed with this. And then, I mean, there's great treatment too. So name it, claim it, tame it. You know, I mean, it's not a bad thing to be diagnosed.
If you're struggling with scrupulosity, Jim Otrembo can help you this morning. We can give you some suggestions and point you in the right direction. Our telephone number is 888-914-9149, 888-914-9149 on the Catholic Order of Foresters studio line. Is the very root of scrupulosity, yes, you're talking about obsessive compulsive disorder perhaps, but also really rooted in the sin of pride?
You know, it might be, John, it might be, but it could also be rooted in somebody else's sin of abuse done to you when you were a child. It could, you know, there's a lot of different roots, I think, for scrupulosity. And I think I think to say for every case it's rooted in a sin of pride, I don't think that's a blanket statement that I would make personally. Mm-hmm. I know other people have tried to make that, but I would personally not say that because as a therapist I've seen it linked to other things such as abuse, like okay. You were just talking to with the pediatric psychologist.
Sure, so. Sure. I perhaps should explain that. In pride in that, you know, you become God. You judge yourself as opposed to relaxing and, you know, leave the judging to God.
Yes, in that sense, I think pride can play a huge part of scrupulosity. But unhealed wounds can also play a big part of it as well. I think, anyway, and that's what I've seen clinically. And so to get some of that healing back there in the past, that can literally bring healing in the present then as well.
Sure.
So, yeah, yeah, you're right, trying to play God with yourself, that's certainly is scrupulosity.
Jim Otrembo is helping us with ways to deal with scrupulosity. Maybe you or a loved one has that. 888-914-9149. If you're suffering from that, we've got some solutions for you. Have you ever gone through a period of time in your life where you've suffered with scrupulosity? What did it do to you?
For me personally, I have, John. Yeah, and I'm glad you shared it with you. I was in a seminary for about 6.5 years, and I discerned to leave the seminary before I got married, before I met Maureen. I did because I was feeling called to. Marriage, and my spiritual director helped me with that. But early on in the seminary, and even a little bit later through the seminary as well, I struggle with it, and it's very difficult to struggle with. My spiritual director helped me tremendously. One of the best things that he helped me with is just what you just got done talking about, how I am not God, let God be God. And it's very clear in the Gospels that God is a God of grace as well. Yes, Jesus is full of truth. That's the, you know, the judging part, okay? But Jesus is also full of grace, and that's the merciful part. And then my spiritual director would always tell me, Jim, you can't accidentally commit a mortal sin. It's impossible. If you're asking the question, is it a mortal sin? It's probably not, because you can't accidentally commit it.
Yeah.
See? And so, and that's one thing I think, I really believe this. I believe Satan comes in there, and our wounds come in there, and really tries to trick us into saying, oh, that was a mortal sin. And that's the part I remember so well. And this was even in high school before I was in the seminary, because I wanted to be a priest, and I wanted to do everything, just like you said in the introduction, exactly right. And so it was just, it's a prison, John. You know, I mean, it's just a prison because I didn't feel God's love for me. It's a horrible prison. The only good news, you can get out of it. That's the good news.
That's right. And Jim Otrimba is helping us this morning, ways to help with scrupulosity for you or a loved one, 888-914-9149. Tracy in Wilmington, North Carolina. Tracy, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Hello. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay. I have an 18-year-old daughter who actually has OCD and struggles with scrupulosity. So it, as her mother, and my husband and I, you know, we struggle a lot with how to help her. We have, you know, brought her to a priest who was able to help her and give her spiritual guidance concerning the scrupulosity. And I'm wondering, though, it is difficult. There's a fine line between each of them. I don't know if scrupulosity causes OCD or the OCD causes the scrupulosity, but it goes back and forth. And, you know, it's very sad to see, and I don't know how to help her exactly. I don't know if, you know, getting her a medicine will help lessen scrupulosity or help less. I know there's medicine for OCD, but do you know if, you know, getting her on a medicine, we're looking into that more now, but will that maybe help her, or do I just have to keep reminding her, you know, about, you know, what you were saying about God's love and mercy, things like that?
Yeah. So, Tracy, you're bringing up a real good question, and any kind of medication question, is she in therapy right now? Does she have a therapist?
We are looking into it and doing, like, for psychiatrists. She was on medicine. We got her off of it. Now we're getting back on into medicine. So we're still looking into it. But, yeah, we definitely want to hopefully use that to help her.
Well, especially with the teenage brain, I always want to say I'm very cautious with that. And so I'd rather do like a CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy first. Or try Brain Lock. Are you familiar with Brain Lock, the book Brain Lock?
Yep.
It's an amazing program Dr. Schwartz came up with. And so it helps with OCD. It helps tremendously with OCD. There are some supplements that might be helpful as well, possibly. Saffron, believe it or not, could be helpful. Cardio exercise can be very helpful, unless, of course, the OCD takes over with that, and you don't want that to take over either.
Right.
It has to be in moderation.
Yes,
so,
we have that.
Okay, so you've tried all those. Okay, well, that's, I mean...
It's interesting. I mean, with her, I don't know, you know, like she was obsessed going to adoration. That's not a bad thing to go to adoration, but it's an obsession. I have to be there or ABC will happen. And I'm not trying to discourage her from going to adoration every Friday night, but it's so complicated. Like, I don't want to deter her from a spiritual life, but at the same time, it takes over where she can hardly function or she'll feel bad if she doesn't go. And it is really hard to, you know, as her parents say, okay, if you miss adoration tonight, it's okay. You know, maybe you can go another time, or, you know, we're trying to find different ways to, you know, work with her. So,
is there another young woman in her life who can talk to her, who can speak into her life, Tracy?
Yeah, she does. She does relate to, a lot of women in our church, she feels comfortable with. So,
Awesome.
Yeah, there are.
I would foster those relationships if you haven't done so already, like intentionally, like twice a month, where she can spend time with a woman who she trusts and who's going to be very grace-based with her and teach her how good she is. And so she can receive some validation from other than family members. That can be huge in somebody's life with scrupulosity and OCD.
Tracy, prayers to you and your daughter as we talk about ways to deal with scrupulosity in your life with therapist Jim Otremba this morning. Catherine joining us in Philadelphia. Catherine, good morning. Welcome to Morning Air.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. I was having sort of an aha moment hearing you talk about scrupulosity and realizing that is what has possibly caused my children to really leave the church and not have a relationship with the church because of my scrupulosity when they were younger. I was very strict. I was very, just scrupulous, and I think it had to do with my anxiety and other things that I've now been able to control with medication, and, you know, I feel like I'm in a better place. But unfortunately, my children, who are now teenage and early 20s, they really don't want anything to do with the church. And my question is, I'm wondering if you have any suggestion of how I can go about healing that and admitting that to them and maybe, you know, doing something more to invite them back into the church. Relationship with my children is good, but their relationship with church is not good.
Great question, Catherine. Jim?
Yeah, that's a very good question, Catherine. First of all, I'm grateful that you've received some healing in your life. Second of all, try to rebuke any thoughts that are there that are going to try to say it's because of what you did that drove them out, okay? Because I think that's, at this point, going to be a unhealthy thought for you, okay? Okay, so, and the third thing is, I'm glad you got a good relationship with them. Keep that solid, okay? Keep that very, very solid. And, you know, whenever we talk about children trying to come back into the church, adult children or teenage children that are not living with us or that are 18 and are living with us and they're, you know, quote-unquote adulting, right? I always tell parents, love them back. Love them back. They're not going to come back if we preach at them, you know, or if we try to teach them the church every minute we've got them. Just love on them, you know, love on them, because I think that's really important when it comes to that kind of dynamic. I don't know. Are you doing those kind of things, Catherine?
Well, Catherine, we're out of time. Oh. And Jim, I think we'll revisit this topic. But Catherine, thank
absolutely.
You. And count on our prayers for you and your kids as well. I'll remember you today in adoration. Catherine, thank you. And we'll revisit this with Jim Otremba at another time. If you're dealing with scrupulosity, Jim has given us some great concrete ways to deal with it. And the first of which is, yes, some prayer, and to maybe reach out to your parish priest and ask for some spiritual direction, or if he knows a great spiritual director. And of course, the help of a mental health professional like licensed therapist Jim Otremba is a part of the equation. Thank you, Jim. We're now at a minute before the hour, and Patrick Madrid is next on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.